Community life. Small, self-contained centres were the focus of community life in the region in the early and middle years of last century. Tulajua, Broughton Village, Far Meadow, Jasper's Brush and Maru Meadow once had their own small, single-roomed, single-teacher primary schools, and sometimes a community hall and a church. Gus Miller noted,
"The school was a community."
Margaret Binks observed that individual teachers
had such an influence on the community as a whole that it just branched out into families.
Horseback was the standard method of getting to school, and each had its own horse paddock, although occasionally someone had a push bike and would be, according to Bruce McIntosh,
"the envy of the whole school."
All of these schools have long since closed, and most have been removed. At a time when vibrant communities, involved in cricket clubs, debating teams, picnics, ping pong and roller skating, were active in those small centres, Berry was variously described as being very quiet to dead, where, as Helen Chittick recalled, one of her neighbours remarking,
"You could fire a double-barrel shotgun up the street and not hit anyone."
Margaret Binks reported that there
were busy days because the farmers would come in with the cattle. And, of course, during the wartime, Red Cross would be serving meals to raise money for the soldiers. But generally, Berry was dead.
And according to Bruce McIntosh, Gerringong was
sleepy little town, like Berry.
Similarly, Margaret recalled that
Bombardieri hardly existed.
Two possibly related matters appear to have revived the community of Berry in the 1970s. First, as Mary Lidbetter recounted,
"Up to then, Berry was going backwards. We had four empty shops and about 8 empty houses in town. And the Chamber of Commerce had been trying to get light industry and they had 2 or 3 start and fizzle. So after the Captain Cook bicentenary celebrations, the Chamber of Commerce, at their next meeting, then said, right, we'll stop trying for industry, we'll become a tourist town."
Second, at that time, Sally Lindsay and her family arrived and were part of the first push of people from the city and regarded as out-of-town hippies. Sally started up a community centre and organised cultural activities. As Sally noted, the centre is
still in a small way, surviving today.
These factors stimulated the influx of tourists and new settlers, and as indicated by Sally,
in the middle of the 80s, the money started to come down here and buy big properties. The farmers started to stop to life.
Similarly, both Gerringong and Bombardieri experienced newfound growth through tourism and residential development during those years. Today, community focus now centres on those towns in the region which continue to experience economic growth. Tourism has largely replaced dairying as the economic and social base, and the small, single school-based community has since become a memory.